Blog Talk Radio.
Anointed all the way from Harvard, Louisiana. It's all over the line, folks. Make sure you guys tune in to it to get it. That's right. iTunes. Amazon MP3. Come on.
I'll be on.
Never has he turned his back on us. Hallelujah.
Never turn your back on me. You never disappointed me. Oh, you never disappointed me. When people walk away, never walked away from me.
Having a little technical difficulties, folks, on the song. Seems like it's skipping a little bit somewhere in there. It just needs to be adjusted, or a brand new CD. Of course, guys, I am Ava Coleman. I am your host for this afternoon for our Blog Talk Radio broadcast. We still have that, which is the 30-minute broadcast that comes on every Wednesday or Thursday, or sometimes now, possibly Friday. But due to the unnecessary things with the weather on yesterday, we were unable to come on to you guys to present the things that we have to present to you. So thank you guys for tuning in. I will be forwarding that to the page once we are clear, and everything goes accordingly. We should be able to forward this message to the page to you guys. Listen, guys, I don't know if you guys know about our brand new TV show that's located in Houston, Texas. It's the Rhema Word television broadcast that comes on every Saturday at 1:30 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. That afternoon. That's also down there with Bernard Russet, all the way from Texas to Harvey, Louisiana, seen generally in so many, 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 many homes. Thank you, God. Also, to I'm going to send a special shout-out to him. He is engaged to be married, so we just want to congratulate him on today. I'm not sure exactly when the wedding is, but I do want to salute him right now in the name of the Lord Jesus and pray that their marriage is not only healthy and prosperous, that it's kept by the power of God. Amen. Amen. You know, a lot of persons think that they can go together, get married. I want to say it like this. I just want to join as one and not have God in the middle of the marriage. But let me tell you something. When you have God in the middle of your marriage or right in the center of your marriage, oh, my God, you're going to have some peace. Now, you're still going to have some disappointments. You're still going to have some disagreements. That's the term I'm basically looking for. But I just want you guys to know that God has a way of pressing down, suppressing the confusion. And he has a way of suppressing the doubts and all the stuff like that. So we just give God the glory, honor, and praise, amen, for us being in the Word of God. And let him do what he has to do in that marriage and works through us and through you guys. Amen. So, to make the long story short, we want to continue this day. We want to continue our walk. We want to continue praying and being prayerful. We're still in the pandemic, even though they've opened up several places in the United States. There are still places, you know, that we're not really certain about. But at the same token, God gives us all common sense, and we have to utilize our common sense and wear our mask anyway. Even if the city or the state tells you not to, you use wisdom. We've had our shots taken. We had the Pfizer shot taken. And so far, so good. But I still wear my mask. We both wear our masks regardless. Amen. So I don't want you guys to just be too excited about the fact that just because they've lifted it up, don't be too quick about going out partying and not wearing your mask and not being properly, you know, just it's so much stuff that's going on since the pandemic, so many killings and just a whole lot of stuff unnecessarily, and people are really just losing it right now, and we just want to, it was already bad, but it just seems like when the pandemic came, people just can't take anymore. They can't take a lot of stuff, not to justify the means, but it's just a lot of stuff people just can't handle, guys. And we have to constantly stay in prayer for everybody. We have to pray for the weak-minded. We have to pray for the strong. We have to pray for those that are sick-minded, those that are in prison and that are coming out. Those are, I mean, they're bothered. It's just so much stuff that's on the mind that can't take anymore. So we want to continue to ask God to plead the precious blood of Jesus over them and over everyone all throughout the land. Amen. Just to end all this hatred, end all this confusion, just end it in the name of Jesus. We have to be prayerful in season and out. We have to continue to pray. Amen. Without ceasing, the Bible says. Pray without ceasing. So I'm saying all of that to say this. I love you guys. I've been off for so long, so I'm just like trying to get it all out there. You know what I'm saying? So we give God all the glory and the honor as well as the praise. And don't forget, guys, we have a lot of things that are coming up. You know, we got this tour that's coming up. It's an all-around-the-world tour. Hallelujah, God. We're going to share a little bit more about it with you guys on the page. Of course, also it gets clarity on everything. But this is a tour. I've never been on a tour like this before. Some A&Rs actually reached out to us. Yes, right. A&Rs reached out to Perfect Anointing. Went on our page. Hallelujah. And they must have heard the song Cry Out. And they said that song was fit with the individuals that are going to be touring also with this group. So we just thank God for it. Thank you, God, for the opportunities that he's, and the doors that he's opening for Perfect Anointing, for the award ceremony, for the resources, for the money. And this tour is promising to pay for parts of more, all of your traveling expenses, as well as accommodation and food. How many of you can say that? I know as long as I've been operating, we've been operating out of our own pockets. So anything like that we are we can get when someone wants to offer you something, you better say thank God. Amen. You better say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's money. Then you can sell your own merch, and there's not a percentage of it going to anyone else but you. Amen. So let's give God the glory, honor, and the praise for all of that. Amen. Thank you, God. Hold on, saints. Cry out. Perfect anointing.
Crying out to you, don't cry out to me.
The song Never Disappointed by Perfect Anointing.
Hiding beneath the shadow of your wings, ain't a threat to me. From all of the harmful things, you never turned your back on me.
Never Disappointed by Perfect Anointing, a gospel group all the way from Harvey, Louisiana. That's in their known name. That's their stage name, Perfect Anointing. But most of you know them as Anthony and Ava Coleman from Harvey, Louisiana. We're the gospel recording artist that has our own recording studio, TV show, radio broadcast. And now let me introduce you guys to this new line of tennis shoes that we have that you guys didn't know anything about. It's a live shoe. And if you want to check out our shoes online, it's /A-dash-C. Hallelujah. W-E-A-R space. Well, let me say it again. That's /A-C-WEAR. Our company's name is ACWEAR. So make sure you guys check us out online. Let us know what you think. And once you click on a pair of your tennis shoes. Make sure you guys put it on the page and let us know. Put it on Twitter, put it on Instagram, and put it on Facebook, even though you really can't see us right now. But put it on there anyway so that we can know that you guys are in support of not only the CD, but the tennis shoes as well. Also, too, I have started making furniture. I'm actually making throne chairs now, guys. You know how people lease and rent throne chairs for certain events? Well, mine are made from scratch, so I do give God the glory, the honor, and the praise, amen, for the gift to make furniture, amen. Now making shoes, come on, somebody. I've been doing that, though, but now it's online for the proof, hallelujah. So we just give God praise, honor, and all of the glory. I want to thank you guys for tuning in with me on today on our broadcast. We're back up with the broadcast. Still trying to work out a couple of kinks for the Facebook thing. But anyway, you guys make sure you stay tuned and try to keep kind of monitoring a little bit. because we are not all the way out of the woodworks with it yet. They said that they were working on it, so we don't want you guys to think we just disappeared on you guys or just vanished, you know. So we want you to just make sure that you're paying attention to the page, and when you see us, you're really just going to see us. Amen. Like I said, there are a lot of things that you guys don't know about, and that's due to the nature of us not being able to get on the page. So I have been, like I said, reaching out to my Ava Coleman. It's actually spelled, it's misspelled on Instagram. It's Ava Coleman. It's C-O-L-E-M-A-M. How they did that, I don't know. But anyway, I have been hearing a lot of people saying that they couldn't find us, and that was the reason why. And I don't know how I could go in and change it. But anyway, you can find me under Ava Coleman, C-O-L-E-M-A-M, on Instagram. And our Twitter page is under Anthony Coleman, of course. And Facebook, Perfect Anointing page, as well as our Anthony and Ava Coleman pages. So, guys, make sure to keep it locked right here. We're going to be trying to get off here every Wednesday or Thursday or perhaps Friday at the hour of 5:30 p.m. So keep it locked right here. And don't forget to tune in to our broadcast with Jay Williams with Indie One Network. And tune into our television broadcast in Houston, the Anthony and Ava Coleman TV show. In Houston, Texas. Okay? Thank you so much for tuning in today. I appreciate you guys and a lot of love out to you. And just lift us up in prayer. Amen. Because we're trying to bring you guys across the promised land. We try to get you there. You know, obstacles in the way, but obstacles got to go out the way, too. You know, everything happens for a reason. So we're just giving God the praise. We're going to give God the glory. And we're going to certainly give him the honor. Amen. God bless. Peace.